welcome everybody to the Aaron Ty Catholic Mission Radio program. Before I get into it, the disclaimer before this show, if they can put a disclaimer on my show, I can put a disclaimer on their disclaimer. I am not here for entertainment purposes. I'm here to put out good information. Although it ends up being entertaining, its sole purpose is information. So do not be fooled. It's people worried about legal problems, insurance, and all this crap, okay? But you rest assured, this here is to put out the truth to the best of my ability and those around me to do the same. Just saying. Now, back to track. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. You can Facebook us live at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here in the studio at 254-697-6633. Once it's all done, it's wrapped up into a pretty little package put into the podcast department, and you can listen to it at Podbean, Spotify, Apple, or you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page at the top of the page there. There's the replay of last week's show. It's always 1 week behind. And then if you scroll down a little bit more, there's a donation button. And I want to thank all the people who donate. I want to thank all my sponsors. If you like the content of this program, it costs a lot of money, an exceptionally large amount of money. Okay, for this type of program, seems to cost a little bit more than other programs. No comment. But anyway.
It's the high pay of the host that costs
money. Exactly.
There it is.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. See, if you play country music on your, in between your stuff, you'd get more money.
Now, how many, Shelby, tell me, don't you get a lot of requests for rock and roll?
I actually do get a lot of like classic rock requests. Rock request. That's hard to say.
Rock request.
I do during like the morning between 9 and noon. There's a lot of call-ins. So
they don't call it classic for nothing, you know?
I get a lot of like Lynyrd Skynyrd and all that stuff, people calling in. So, yeah.
So people are jamming out to my bumper music. That's great. Okay, I have the Colonel, Rayford Brown, my wingman, back in studio. Colonel, you've been missed. Welcome back, sir. How you doing?
It's a pleasure to be back, and we had a great tip. We got our orphaned honorary grandson graduated, and it was wonderful.
Fantastic. Good to hear. Glad you're back. Thank you very much. To my right, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She is not an IRS agent. She is in a liaison between you and the IRS, and she is here today doing dollars and cents and enjoying the whole program as well. Christine, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be here. Exciting news about FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
Man, you got me in anticipation. I can't wait to hear all about it. To her right, Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing?
It is wonderful to be here. It is wonderful to be here. This time of year is always fun for me anyway, and I've got some exciting news to share.
Fantastic. And we're all going to say in your segment, we're going to put a prayer out for
Amen.
Okay, okay. Now, Shelby, it's always a pleasure. You're the savior of the day today and every day.
Not really, but I just had to come in here and rescue Frank and throw him under the bus like he does me. Frank needed a whole lot of help, but thank God I was here. There you go. That one was for you, Frank.
All right. Let me set the table here. We got a lot going on today. We'll do the devotional announcements. True stories in the 11 o'clock hour. That's always going to be fun. Word of the day coming up in a moment. Quote of the day. Judge Isaacs at after the first break. Ma's place. Katie will be calling up at the bottom of the hour. Then the Colonel from that until the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Then we'll have Christine Stevenson, Diamonds and Cents.
Diamonds, yes.
Dollars
diamonds
and Cents.
Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are the girl's best friend.
Yeah, that's right. Dollars and Cents. She'll be telling you all about, what do you call it again?
FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
There we go. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's do the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. Excuse me. If you can put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633 and put that word in a sentence and the Colonel likes it. I've got a few things I could give. I can give you a lunch at Dairy Queen. I can give you a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights. I can give you a coffee mug, Trump 1 coffee mug, I believe it is. And if it's not that one, it's something else. But whatever it is, you can have one of those. So the word of the day is insist. Insist. It's a verb. Definition is demand something forcefully, not accepting refusal. Comes from the headline, Garth Brooks insists new bar will sell every brand of beer amid Bud Light controversy. Now, that's not the problem. The headline, I don't have a problem with the headline. Here's where I have the problem. It says, Friends in Low Places singer Garth Brooks says, if you're an a-hole, there are plenty of other places. And in short, what he's trying to say is, if you're going to be like this to Bud Light, well, I'm going to sell it no matter what. And you know what's going to happen to you, Garth? Because if you were to sell all the beers that you wanted to, nobody would care. But when you start saying, I better tame myself in my attitude towards what Bud Light has done, sorry, your bar is going to sink too. You better watch what you're saying. Okay, better watch what you're saying. Put the word insist into a sentence. All right, moving on. Quote of the day. Colonel, you got the quote?
I have. Wherever there is an interest and power to do wrong, wrong will generally be done. Wherever there is interest and power to do wrong, wrong will generally be done.
You got that right. I'm not sure.
We see that this was another founding father that had a real grip on life.
Well, you cut it down. You narrowed it down to a founding father. That's good.
There's several of those that...
We'll see what happens. 254-697-6633. The word of the day is insist, and then give me the author of that quote. Governor Newsom, California Governor Newsom, proposes constitutional amendment to restrict gun rights. And I could spend 3 days on this topic. 3 days. You're going to mess with my rights because you want to put common sense gun laws. That's what the article is. That's what he's saying. Well, we're going to do another amendment to the Constitution to have common sense gun laws. The common sense gun law is everyone has a right to bear arms. And if they do something wrong, you put them in jail. Okay?
I could go on to this. But the real reason the Second Amendment strictly says is so you can defend a free state against the federal government. And when people come to take your weapons, that's the reason you have the Second Amendment. Weapons are serfs. They are not citizens.
Look on Fox News this morning in California about the female sheriff's deputy that got...
Yeah. I've got that article. We'll talk about that.
Right
now, look, since you brought up the Second Amendment, let me give you another quote. Either quote you can give me... The author, too, you can get something for a cup, lunch, or whatever. One man with a gun can control 100 without one. Tell me who said that. All right, moving on. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, Biden using the justice system to preemptively steal the 2024 election. Nancy Mace from South Carolina, unclassified docs indictment. Biden just secured Trump's nomination in 2024. If anybody out there still questions the legitimacy of the people in charge, please go away. Just go away. Stay home. Stick your head in your phone. Don't go vote. Keep your mouth shut because you have no clue as to what's going on.
You're a perfect example of the Department of Education.
Trans Trump supporter assaulted at Pride event for wearing a MAGA hat. Gee, I thought they were inclusive. I thought they were.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll like this one. I'm on the enemy's list. Ex-FBI Director James Comey panics that justice may come for him if Trump reelected. Let me tell you something, pal. It's coming. It is coming because you're all crooked. Chinese defense minister threatens to attack Taiwan without any hesitation. Gee, I didn't need that article to tell me that.
And General Milley didn't have anything to do with that when he told him, oh, just wait 6 years during the Trump administration and there won't be any reaction.
I've been preaching this for 5 years, that the Chinese system where they track your face and they give you credit scores and all this kind of stuff, China is a training ground for what they're going to do across the planet. You have China's favorable status because they said, we'll do everything over there to see if it works. And once it works, we'll start implementing it here. Aha. Department of Homeland Security sought to assign social credit style risk scores to social media users. And it says that we'll start with that. We'll start with that. New York City unveiled. Judge, tell me about this. New York City unveils vending machine for drug users with free crack.
What's wrong with that?
With free crack pipes and Narcan for ODs.
They have that in Austin.
Keep Austin weird.
Narcan and clean needles. They already have that in Austin.
I am so happy to find this out. It makes me so...
You didn't know that?
No, I did not. Let me say this. I try to not to know stuff.
Yeah.
because it just makes me angry, and I want to live to be older than the Colonel. So
now, look, saying the crapper is not bad, because Mr. Crapper, I believe, is the man who invented the toilet. Okay, so
yes,
when
exactly.
I say that the world's going down the crapper, it's an accurate statement. Scantily clad, air quote, witches caught munching on deer carcass in bizarre security cam
footage.
These
people had to be high. I saw that video clip of that, and they had to be high. There's no way you're going to do that. They had to be something on something.
They're high, but with the mental thought process. Look, if somebody, back in college when I was having a good time, I just want to be having a good time. I don't want to go out and deer carcass. Yeah. So these people must have a mental thought process of, we must eat flesh of some type of dead animal.
Well, there's this synthetic drug called salt, and this is the one where the people that take it eat the face off of their roommate or something. So this deer carcass was really good.
Let me finish this up real quick. Just fade the music if you have to. Immigrant store owner begs San Francisco for help after losing $100,000 to burglars. Worse than Afghanistan. This is embarrassing. Dissent cable shows Biden allowed Afghanistan to collapse, says Representative Daryl Issa. Father James Martin, gay pride compatible with Sacred Heart of Jesus. I spoke to Father John about that, and he goes, this guy's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk and Farmers Torch Ireland government proposal to slaughter 200,000 cows to meet EU climate change goals. Am I done? Did I go out? I'm on air.
Yeah.
I'm on air. How much time do I have?
You're out of time. I paused it for you. We're messing up the whole system.
Terrifying. Massachusetts man banned from Facebook after sharing cryptic letter about democracy's demise. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
When you crack it.
Left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. At your host, numbers 254-697-6633. Word of the day is insist. Give me a call. Put it into a sentence. Get yourself coffee mug, lunch at Dairy Queen, $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place. One of those we'll give you. And also we have the quote of the day. Colonel, can you reiterate the quote for me?
Wherever there is interest and power to do wrong, wrong will generally be done.
Usually happens. Okay, this segment is a special segment to me and many, I'm sure. And I've asked Judge Andy Isaacs some years ago to come on the show and do a revival prayer for this nation. And we talk about other things, of course, but in general, it's meant to lift up in unison a unanimous collective scream to God for revival. So, Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much. You know, I've been talking all week long in different places and different people about having a plan, but when your plan goes south, what are you going to do? What are you doing? You know, I heard a guy named Henry Blackaby. I did a Bible study of his years ago, Rita Kay and I did. And it said in his Bible study, he says, when you have problems, what you do next is what you believe about God. And I insist on telling my kids all about this. In making sure that they understand that the first thing we need to do when we have a problem is pray. Not wait till it gets so bad that there's no way to recover. It's the first thing. And there's no such thing as a problem too small. I don't care what it is.
I'd like to add, we can go one step further. When we wake up, we got to get in the habit of saying, Lord, I pour myself out to have you pour yourself in. And that helps out too.
Absolutely. Start off that way and end at night that way. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, when I was a colonel, there were people who would say, oh, don't sweat the small stuff. And I told them, if you sweat the small stuff, you will never have large stuff to sweat.
That's exactly right. And, you know, one of the things last night, if you haven't heard it, if you haven't seen it, you can go to YouTube and other places too. Paul Harvey has a deal called If I Were the Devil. You need to listen to that and then think about where we're at today. It is exactly right on. And that was back in the 60s.
And then right after that, read the 45 points of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, I mean, make yourself feel real good and popular and high up. But let me say this. There are always going to be problems. Don't ever think that I'm going to become a Christian, I'm going to follow Jesus, I'm going to do the right thing, and I'll be no problems. That's ridiculous. We're going to have problems. Problems are what makes us stronger. Problems actually help you learn how to overcome them. And stuff like that. If we were just, I accept Jesus and nothing happens, well, and nothing happens bad to me, then we would be weak and unable to do stuff, unable to overcome. You can't climb Mount Everest if you don't practice. You got to do some hiking. So you got to get out there and do some stuff. Morningstar Ranch has had a really great week with our kids. They were on fire. I've never seen a bunch of young people better. We've kind of changed some of what we do to try to incorporate more fun, but more learning too. And we really emphasize Jesus a lot more this week. But we've had two things happen that are just catastrophic to us. Number one, my wife, who's in the kitchen, went down with exhaustion Wednesday morning. And she's been down since then. And my cooking is not as good as hers. I hate to tell you. And then we lost the air conditioner in one of our buildings. So keep us in your prayer. If you can send us support for the air conditioning stuff, we'd appreciate it. But God's on the throne. But we need your prayers right now. And this nation needs your prayers. I don't care who's in the White House, pray for them anyway. I don't care who's in Congress, pray for them anyway. Satan hates it when you pray. He hates it. So pray and keep praying and don't stop and don't ever give up, because if we give up, he wins. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for the many blessings you give us. Lord, you are there every day for us, and we forget to thank you. We forget to say we appreciate all you do. We only seem to praise you when we get something for it. Lord, I praise you for all things that you do. It's not easy for us, but you are always with us. Help me to make sure that when I have a problem, the first thing I do is come to you. And the first thing I do is pray. And the first thing I do is to seek your face. Help us to make sure we keep opening your word on a regular basis. We can overcome so much if we just open your word to be overcomers. Lord, you made your people to be overcomers, not sit back in a pew, listen to a sermon, and then go live like hell the rest of the week. Lord, help us to be bold and courageous and say things that are wrong and say that transsexuals is wrong and homosexuality is wrong. Not to sink back and say, well, I really don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm sorry. We love you. We care for you. But it's still wrong. So help us to be more Christ-like and let others see Jesus in us. Not so that we can boast, but so we can have everlasting life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, you know, MSRministries.org is our website. We have a giving button in the top right-hand corner. And you can follow the prompts. Go through Tithely. You can give by check or credit card. Or you can call us at 512-455-2552 and tell us you have cash, and I'll come pick it up. But you can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. There are a lot of Morningstar Ranches out there besides us. Some of them don't have a really good reputation. So make sure you say in Milano, Texas, when you're looking for us. Also, keep us in your prayers. We need prayer, especially during this time. We're going to have the largest camps that we've ever had. Next week, as of right now, we do not have another bed. And the next week, I think we got one. So we're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 170 kids come through this summer. The only reason why we didn't have more is this camp that we have right now, which we call Ranch Rangers. Because of COVID, we didn't have that many returnees and stuff come back. So this camp, we didn't have as many boys, but we were out of beds for girls. We were out of beds. And one of the reasons Rita Cave was exhausted is we went from queen-size beds to twin beds in a girl's cabin, and we had to get all that arranged and painted and new carpet. So God bless you. We appreciate it. Keep us in your prayers.
Give the information again on how you can get to you.
MSRministries.org is a website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone
and
number.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, by now, like I've always said, you should remember aaronsgunshop.com. Go there, radio show page. Everybody is linked there. Morningstar Ranch, click on it and get you right to it, okay? I want to thank McGuire Tire, another one of our sponsors, Casey and the gang. I've known them for over 20 years. They've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, and they can do the same thing for you. So please support them. There's two locations. One's in Temple. Number is 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. And I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio. So what I do is I go back through the week and pick the one that I feel led to do for today. And here it is. I think it was Thursday's. Good morning. As Christians, we are made righteous through the blood of Christ. The wicked hates the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord knows the wicked hates the righteous and laughs at them and tells us that their day is coming. This comes from Psalms chapter 37, verses 12 through 15. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own feet or hearts, and their bows will be broken. And I close. From start to finish, the Lord tells us what's going to happen. Let's all draw closer to God, distance ourselves from the wicked, and watch the glory of God unfold. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. So with the 2 minutes left, I want to go back over the Word of the Day article. Let me read a little bit of it to get you to understand where I'm coming from here. Garth Brooks, headline. Garth Brooks insists new bar will sell every brand of beer amid Bud Light controversy. Garth Brooks' new bar will be selling every brand of beer when it opens, the country music crooner insisted in a new interview. The friends in... blah, 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 blah. Quote, I want it to be a place you feel safe in. I want it to be a place where you feel like there are manners and people like one another. And yes, we're going to serve every brand of beer. We just are. It's not our decision to make, Brooks told the review.
Well, whose decision is it?
Our thing is this. If you are let into this house, love one another. If you're an a-hole, there are plenty of other places on Lower Broadway. So let's go over that again. Come on, read between the lines.
You know,
what's he saying?
If you got to drink Bud Light to not be an a-hole, I've been an a-hole for a long time because I don't drink beer. But it's just crazy. Why would you cater to 1% of the population and alienate 99%? Do you just want to go out of business?
Look, sell the beer that you want, put it on the shelf, and when the person decides he wants to buy it, somebody ridicules him for buying the beer, okay. Kick that person out if it's causing a hassle, but don't be lecturing me.
Exactly. Tell me what kind of beer I got to drink.
We'll be back in 3.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buckholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too.
Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Got the Colonel Rafer Brown in studio, Christine Stevenson, Judge Andy Isaacs. We got Katie on the line from Ma's Place. But 1 second before we talk to Katie, I want to remind everybody, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and look at all the sponsors. Please go there, look at it, write it down. If you need something, go to them first. Obviously, if they don't have it, then go somewhere else. Support the sponsors who support the program. Right now, I got Katie from Ma's Place in Harker Heights. We got a hotline. Katie, welcome. Welcome. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, and I know I'm going to get hungry. This is the... Let me see if I can make it work. This is this... I got to do in the front?
No, the front.
This is the scratch and sniff section of the program. Oh, gosh. Your front's my... Never mind. Go ahead.
No, your friend.
Katie, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and tell us what's going on.
All right. This morning, we have our barbecue combo of brisket and sausage and ribs. And we also have our country combo, which is our chicken fried steak and our deep fried chicken breast. And then we have our ham steak locale. And if you don't know what our locale is our meat. And then on another plate, you have your sliced tomatoes, fruit, cottage cheese, a hard-boiled egg, and it all comes together.
I'll tell you what, I was there a couple days ago, got my hamburger steak, and it was absolutely delicious with all the fixings that go around it, so I can only imagine what those plates look like and taste like. I get very hungry every time you call up and talk about it, and I'm sure everybody else does, so I want everybody who's hungry to get in their cars and turn it to this station and listen while you're driving to Ma's Place to get yourself some good food. A lot of food on a big plate for a good price. Tastes great. The atmosphere is great. It's just things are happening over there and things are expanding as well, I think, right?
Yes, sir.
I guess we'll keep that under wraps for a little bit longer and then we'll tell everybody what's going on. Anything else you can tell us there, Katie?
I can tell you that there is a dessert box full of pies and cakes just ready for someone to munch on.
I can visualize that. I have looked through the front glass.
Well, let me explain something to you. Apple pie with vanilla ice cream is absolutely delicious. And they serve it up there, and it was fantastic. It was delicious. It was great. It looked good. Large slice. Way to go, Katie.
And lemon pie, I think it is, with meringue that stands up an inch and a half high on top.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably don't have no chocolate.
No.
Mama makes the chocolate one. You've got to get her to do it, though. You've got
to
recommend
Mom to
make the chocolate pie.
Now, Andy, if you would just talk nice to her, she might do it for you.
I can talk.
All right, Katie, where are you at? What's the number? Any kind of special discounts?
All right. We are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard off of Higher Heights. And you can get a hold of us at 254-699-0011. And for all of our radio listeners, whether they call in or dine in, it's got a 10% discount.
Wow, fantastic. Katie, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. It's great seeing you. Hope to see you again soon. And until next time, you take care, all right?
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Are they moving to a new place over there?
I cannot say anything at this point, but let's just say you'll be excited about what's coming.
All right.
It might not involve a move.
It's going to be extremely beneficial, but I want them to express what's happening. Okay?
Okay, just run it for everybody. Okay.
Now, the colonel has just landed with his F-4. He's
Any skid and drag chute.
Okay, there you go. You know the terminology. So, Colonel, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about some of the threat within, and there are a couple of movements that deserve some addressing, and that's the Convention of States, which is misinforming the people as to the benefits of that. And then there's the Texit organization. And Texit is a solution to a problem that does not exist, because the Declaration of Independence said that each of the states is an independent state with all the rights of any other free state in the world. And they joined together in a union for mutual defense and trade, and they delegated certain explicit limited rights to this federal government. And these rights are outlined in Article 1, Section 8. There are 17 things separate, and then the 18th wrap up the necessary and proper to execute only what's in the Constitution. It is not an authorization, a blanket authorization to do whatever they want. But due to the Supreme Court's misinterpretation and the ignorance, and I stress this, the ignorance of the public who does not know what is in the Constitution, and they permit the federal government to run wild. And Article 6 in the Constitution, where the oath of office for people is required, and it says that any law not made in accordance with the Constitution is null and void. It doesn't say the null and void. The court said that when it interpreted what they were trying to say and kind of filled in the blanks there. But you, as a citizen, and all the elected people and the executive office people, that's your sheriffs and stuff, and the county judge, have the authority and the duty. It is a duty. All right, Judge Blackburn, understand the word duty? It is your duty to say no when the federal government exceeds the boundaries that we have set for it in Article 1, Section 8. And as long as we accept and roll over on our backs like a young puppy to get our bellies scratched and get a little money from the federal government, and by the way, we gave them the money, or they took it away from us, or they've borrowed it from your grandchildren.
Is what
and
you
great-grandchildren.
Isn't what you just said basically where the state doesn't have to go to court, take the government to court, because they can just say, sorry, it doesn't apply here.
That's right. And that brings up a good point. Can you think? And I want you to kind of close your eyes and imagine something that is absolutely bizarre. All right? You have written a document. The states created the federal government. So why would you go to federal court with a federal judge and federal laws and ask them what the federal government is authorized to do? I cannot think of anything more or less intelligent than that. It is our duty under Article 6 to tell the federal government what they can and cannot do. And also, for our people in government, it is not your job to write laws and then wait for somebody to be harmed by it so that they have standing in federal court so they can sue the federal government to nullify this law. You, the legislatures, every member, John Carter, you are charged by your oath of office, which you don't seem to understand, that you are not supposed to make unconstitutional laws, throw them out, and let them go into effect, and then damage somebody so that they have standing in federal court. If you have not been damaged, you do not have standing in court. So you can't preemptively sue the federal government for a law that's on its face absolutely unconstitutional. You have to have standing in court. And that, my friends, is why we let our elected representatives, when you do not vote them out of office in the primary to get a more conservative or a more constitutional person, that's a problem. And that brings me to this Texit organization that has a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. the Declaration of Independence, as we stated, created at the time 13 independent states. Now, those people that joined, or those states that joined later, have the same rights under the Article 10, I think it is, that, assume not Article 10, under the 10th part of Article 1, they have the same rights as the original colonies. Now, so Texas is an independent state. So why would we need to step away from a union which we can control if we use Article 6 solution? Article 6 is so effective, and it's immediately, when you tell them no, it's done. If you try to have a constitutional amendment, it can take, in one example, 200 years, 176 years or something, in order to be ratified by all the states, or ratified by enough states, three quarters, to make it effective. So it is not an immediate solution, and there's no guarantee that it would be passed in the first place. The other problem would be who writes it. But let's talk about that. I sent Texas a message. I said, when Texas was a republic and money was money, we were $9 million in debt when we joined the United States. If you exit and become responsible for your own defense, air, space, sea, long coastline, and land, there are better solutions. Article 6 is criticized because the deep state fears its immediate effectiveness. Texas, according to the Declaration of Independence, is already a sovereign state.
We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
It's 4701 County Road 328, Milano, Texas, 76556.
Now, somebody's going to ask me again. Can you say it one more time?
You bet. 4701 County Road 328, Milano, Texas, 76556.
Thank you. And no, I didn't write it down, so I don't have it. But it's, anyway, Judge, good seeing you.
Well, it's 4701 County Road 328, Milano, Texas, 76557.
Six.
Some pops. Okay. Almost got it.
There you go.
556.
Judge, appreciate you. Be careful out there. All right. We're back here with the Colonel Rafer Brown doing a fantastic job. Colonel, take it
away. All right. We're talking about Texit now. And I asked him, I said, do you have a counter to the statements of fact? What are the specific goals of Texit? Once you separate, what are you going to do? All right. Which Democrats and members of the Uniparty are going to write the new sixth, we've already had five, Texas Constitution? Have you given any thought to what is going to happen after you step off the top of the building? Having just watched the pathetic impeachment of Paxton by the Uniparty Phelan and his paid puppets, who took 4 to 6 figure campaign contributions from the Speaker's PAC, I do not want a Constitution written by our current legislature. Texans do love Texas. However, they are in love with an image that is not in the mirror. 85% of Texans put no self in self-government in the primary elections, and 97% put no self into local city council elections and school board elections, yet they bitch about what their children are being taught in school. After three generations of government schools under the Marxist Department of Education that Carter was allowed to form unconstitutionally, most citizens do not know enough about their government to participate. Are you one of them? Have you read the Constitution and 27 amendments? Do you even know what Article 1 of the Texas Constitution is? If not, how dare you suggest that ignorant Texans could make a better Constitution than we already have and don't follow? All right, that's my push on Texit. The ones who are pushing a convention of states and have not read Article 5 have the same problem.
Colonel, wouldn't it be fair, though, because I don't know all their Constitution, but I know that doesn't smell right. Something's wrong. I'm going to go reference the Constitution to be sure that it's in accordance, because not everybody can remember. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. And anybody that says that the Constitution is really hard and difficult to read hasn't read it, because it's very explicit. The only thing that's hard to read is the Supreme Court decisions, where they have had to contort and twist and drag and pull to get leftists, we have a right to privacy, out of the Constitution. Something that does not exist. Was power that was never delegated to the federal government.
I just want to add in, don't be overwhelmed if you haven't read it, read the Constitution. Take the sniff test. It doesn't sound right. Go to the Constitution and find it. Seek it. It is not hard to read.
All right. Let's go back now to, I want to go to the Uniparty and the United Nations. Now, when I say Uniparty, what it is the Council on Foreign Relations. This was formed by Edward Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson. The CFR was founded in the 1920 after the League of Nations, after World War I, failed. And we won't go into the start of World War I, but the Council on Foreign Relations has a goal, a published goal. It is no secret. One world socialist government. Any member of the CFR is treasonous to the United States government because they're aiding and abetting the enemy, because we are not a one-world socialist government organization. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. So anybody that says democracy is leading you astray, or they're demonstrating their ignorance. Some of it's deliberate. Some of it is just ignorance. All right, now the United Nations is one of the greatest threats to U.S. national sovereignty and God-given rights or freedoms of Americans. It is imperative that Congress reintroduce and pass the American Sovereignty Restoration Act, ASRA, which would fully withdraw the U.S. from the United Nations and all its associated entities. Now, the reason I say this is the United Nations was formed with one specific purpose, and that purpose was to destroy the sovereignty of the United States. Now, the U.S. Senate in 1945 signed the UN Pact, and they had no authority to do that, because when you read Article 6, it says only treaties which were signed under the authority of the United States government are, in fact, the supreme law of the land.
Colonel, how old were you at that time?
I hadn't been born yet.
40. Okay, I apologize.
I'm a 46 model.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I was just wondering, back then, people were so into it, didn't they stand up and say
they
no?
They were, okay. The purpose of World War II, the purpose of World War I, both of these were red flag operations. Do you understand the meaning of red flag? This is when you have somebody do something and you blame somebody else and use it then to start another conflagration, another war, right? The Duke of whatever that was killed, that started World War I, nobody cared, but it was the trigger that they used to start World War I, because in 1913, they had Woodrow Wilson and Edward Mandel House had started a federal bank, the Federal Reserve, and this federal bank required that you need somebody to borrow money from it. So how do you get people to borrow money? Oh, you start a war. All right. And they also then, when World War I failed to get the American Congress, the Senate, to accept the League of Nations and give up U.S. sovereignty, they formed the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, to work for this goal. And they worked until FDR, Franklin Delano Treasonous Roosevelt, started World War II by antagonizing the Japanese and slapping them around and restricting them and putting financial restrictions on them and trying to separate them from their oil and rubber and all these sort of things. But FDR, we baited the Japanese. We deliberately moved the fleet from San Diego out to Honolulu, out to Pearl Harbor, to make it more accessible. We lined up the old antique battleships so that they would have a nice target and took all the carriers out to sea and moved them away so there would be nobody left there to defend the Pearl Harbor. So we've got issues here. We had a false flag operation, which we still don't talk about, FDR and his treasonous act, that letting Pearl Harbor be attacked, denying information from the Army and the Navy that were charged with the defense of Pearl Harbor, and then trying them publicly without giving them a chance to defend themselves. And they kept doing this, and they kept results. When the court-martial of the Naval Admiral and the Army General in charge failed, they kept it secret. The fact that they had been cleared of all charges was suppressed from the American public, propaganda. So we have lots of issues with the start of World War II and the slaughter of 2,300 people in the ships in Pearl Harbor just to get a war started to make the United States more flexible so that FDR could start the United Nations, which they did between Victory Europe and victory over Japan in the summer of 1945. So they gave up, the U.S. Senate gave up our sovereignty by signing this United Nations Pact. Most people don't understand that. But the United Nations, because of the Second Amendment, knew they were not able and did not have a large enough army to collect the sovereignty of the states. So this has not been consummated, and they're still working on it. And this is a reason for the UN Small Arms Treaty. The UN Small Arms Treaty is designed to take away the Second Amendment and to collect all the weapons away from people so that the UN will have the largest army in the world. The way the UN wants to control the world is they want to have the strongest military force in the world. And they can do that if they confiscate all the arms from the United States. The ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms people, are acting as though the UN Small Arms Treaty has already been installed, and that's the reason the ATF has been working so diligently, unconstitutionally, and illegally to make a registry of firearms.
Let me back you up. Mao Zedong, communist Chinese dictator, quote, "All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party."
There you go. And this is exactly what's going on with the Uniparty. And we have Republicans. Republicans are not conservative. The Republican Farm Party was formed in about 1860, somewhere in that area. And it was formed as a socialist organization. And we'll leave it at that. You need to go back and read your history and see what was going on. They're changing in parties. It hadn't always been Democrat and Republican. There were Whigs and other things. But the Republican Party was socialist. And in 1920s, the bottom of Rockefeller Plaza was all socialist pictures. And they covered them up when it became unpopular in the 1930s. So,
Colonel, it's always
that's history.
We got lots to go on the show. We can touch back on this later on. We're going to take a 3-minute break when we come back. Christine Stevenson, World Agent of the IRS. You got a quick teaser?
FinCEN, once again, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
Just
and
saying that's kind of fun.
A couple of wins from my coaching clients. I'll talk
all right,
about
we'll be back.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hi, Captain Mitchell Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown. Special guest host today is Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, doing dollars and cents. If you want to listen, we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM and also at 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. Go ahead and check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here in the studio at 254-697-6633. Don't forget to check out the podcast. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and you'll see all the sponsors who support the program. Go to them first before you go somewhere else. And also in the middle of the page, there is a donation button if you feel led to do so, to donate on a monthly basis. It will be greatly appreciated. It costs a lot of money to keep the show on the air. But right now, I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, it's always a pleasure to have you on here, and I can't wait for you to explain that word you keep talking about.
That FinCEN word. Thank you, Matt. It's good to be here. If you need to contact me, my number is 737-234-0196. That's 737-234-0196. Call me, text me. Happy to have a conversation with you about anything to do with the IRS that is affecting you and or your personal finance. As you can see, though, I have my official IRS hat on today. I did leave the...
It's very fitting for this show.
I know. It is. I left my black, spiky, pointed shoes at home because, you know, I can't wear those right now. So just the hat for today. But if it's really, if you have payroll issues, you're a business, if you're personal issues with the IRS, you have a lien filed against you, you owe a lot of money, you can't figure out how to pay, I can help you with that. I have a couple clients right now. I actually have a client that might be offer in compromise qualified. And there's so few of those. And so I'm excited that I'm going to actually get to put in an offer in compromise for a client.
That would be cool because I know you talk about that a lot.
I do, yeah. They owe $100,000. They might be able to get an offer in for about $22,000, which would be really great. So,
and you can make a commercial where somebody's on there, hi, my name's Mark, and I saved $80,000.
That's right, exactly. So quick couple of housekeeping items. Estimated taxes are due for those that are self-employed June 15th. We are paying estimated taxes for the months of April and May. This is the short quarter that runs during the year. So get those into the IRS. You can go to irs.gov/payments, send your money there. You can also use the EFTPS website, which is the Electronic Federal Tax Payment System. If you do not have an account already created, it's too late now to create that account because it takes about 10 days for the cycle to complete. And you won't be able to make your payment that way.
Do you get forms sometimes? I use a tax preparation program, and it prints out estimated tax payment forms.
Voucher forms, 1040 okay. ES, yes.
All right, so...
You can use those also. You cut them out with scissors.
You've got the address on them and everything.
Basically, now, it's yes.
Anyway, that's a whole other
problem. Yeah, no, go ahead. Quick question. What?
Well, I have a tax credit coming that's going to be more than enough to pay all my taxes, but I still have to pay my estimated tax by the 15th.
Yes, you do. Yes, you cannot rely on your credits necessarily to meet the rule of the law to pay your estimated taxes, which might come back. Your credits don't always come back to you as a refund. Some are refundable and some are not. So that's another show.
They won't be refunded until the next tax is filed.
Correct. Yes, till the next tax return comes.
It's interest-free. loan to the government.
Yes, you're giving the government an interest-free loan. Yes. So,
Not that the credit union does any better.
So get those payments into the IRS. Interestingly, also on student loans, the Supreme Court is making their decision this month, in the month of June, on whether they're going to rule in favor or not of Biden's proposed student loan forgiveness program. And so that'll be interesting.
If there's no forgiveness, it's only a shift in blame.
So, yes, that's another way of phrasing it. And also, if you have student loans, regardless of what's going on with the SCOTUS ruling, they are scheduled to start going into repayment in August. I believe it's the around the 29th of August, if you have student loan payments. They're coming out of deferment. So go ahead and start preparing to get those paid. I want to talk briefly now about one of my coaching clients. I'm so excited. I've been working with him for a year. Before I get into the IRS stuff and FinCEN, I'm so thrilled for him. We met a year ago, and he had spent 10 years struggling to get out of debt, learning how to budget, had no money, just working hard to rub two nickels together to, you know, pay the light bill kind of thing. And yesterday we met for a coaching session, and an opportunity came up for him to go buy a car. Now, he's been car shopping, so he knows what he wants. He knows the prices. He's pretty savvy right now. And he sent me a text the other day, and he's going to go pull $10,000 out of the bank and go buy a car because he had the money, and this car opportunity fell in his lap. And it's like, yeah, you know, and it's a non-issue. Yeah, I'm just going to go pull $10,000 out of the bank and go buy a car.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
It is. And wow. I talked to him. I said, hey, would you have believed a year ago when we started coaching that you would make light of the fact that, yeah, I'm going to go pull $10,000 out of the bank and go buy a car? Would you believe that about yourself a year ago? And the answer was no, of course. So
I want to ask you something. It's a multifaceted yes, but is it more people succeed like that because they feel accountable to you?
Yes, coaching brings accountability. Yes. But really, I mean, they're doing the hard work. They're changing their behavior with money. It's all about changing behavior with your money.
It's almost they want to make you happy more than they want to make themselves happy. I get it. I get it.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, and I celebrate with them. And he also happens to owe $8,000 in student loans. So we talked about that.
No problem. Biden, he'll take care of you.
No, it's no problem. I've got $8,000. I'll just go pull it out and I'll pay it and we'll be done. So zip, boom, bang, $18,000 in the course of the next month or two. And it's not an issue for him because he's worked the plan and he's been doing really well. He's been very intentional. So shout out. If you're listening, you know who I'm talking about, and hats off to you. So let's get into FinCEN. I've been dropping this little teaser. FinCEN is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. They are a division of the Treasury Department. So they don't work for the IRS. They're not involved with the IRS. Treasury has a number of bureaus, and FinCEN is one of them. So here's a little background. January 1st of 2021, Congress passed the National Defense Authorization Act. They do this every year. They've been doing it for like 50 years. It's the DOD budget. That's what this is. And in that act, they included the Corporate Transparency Act, CTA. And the purpose of this is because international bad guys have been forming shell companies here in the U.S., conducting business as if they're in the U.S., hiding money, laundering money. This is drug traffickers, human traffickers, people that, you know, finance terrorism, Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine, you know, what they're doing here in the U.S. with their money. And so they hide money in these shell businesses here in the U.S. So it's been about 20 years since FinCEN did any kind of updating with the law. And now they have done this. Again, this is with the Corporate Transparency Act. And so it's affecting, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch in the barrel.
That's right.
So what effect does this have for U.S.-based companies? That's the big thing. And it's affecting the mom-and-pop LLCs, you know, the companies that have four employees that form an S-Corp. Some of the bigger companies that have, you know, 20 or more employees and they have $5 million or more, they're reporting on their tax returns, they're exempt. And there's about 20 other exemptions. A lot of financial institutions, banks, mutual fund companies, all sorts of, the comptroller of the U.S., the comptroller of money, they are, they're exempted from this. But it's going to be a requirement for all these businesses. It goes into effect January 1st. Of 2024. And so here's a little bit about what it means if you're a U.S. business and you have to file this report with FinCEN. And you're going to do it most likely through your Secretary of State in your home state, wherever you're filing, wherever you're creating your LLC. Okay, so what does it mean? The CTA requires companies doing business in the U.S. if you are a what's called a beneficial owner, which means you need to give the CTA your name, your date of birth, your current address, and what they call a unique identifying number, which is something like your driver's license or your passport number, something like that. And so you're reporting this information, and you have to update it every year if there are any changes that are going on. And you can also choose to give FinCEN these four pieces of information, and they'll give you what's called a FinCEN number, kind of like when you you get a TSA pre-check number. You give TSA.
I haven't flown since 2006. I refuse to let them grope me.
Okay, I understand that. I refuse to go through the machines myself.
That's right.
Yes. So anyway, but it's similar to like getting a known traveler number, which is what I think is what they call it for TSA. So this would be similar with FinCEN. You're going to get a FinCEN number. So what is a beneficial owner? Who's a beneficial owner? You're a beneficial owner, quote, if you directly or indirectly exercise substantial control over a reporting company, and we'll talk about a reporting company in a minute, or you own or control at least 25% ownership interest in the reporting company. And so, and there's exceptions,
of course. I'm losing the word reporting.
Yes.
Clarify what you mean by the reporting.
It's a report, literally. It's a piece of information. It's called a beneficial ownership information report, like a piece of paper. Literally, it's like a piece of paper, but you can do this electronically. So it's a piece of paper. You're giving in this information: name, address, identifying number, and so forth.
Okay, hold your thought. We're going to a break.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Give us a call here. The number is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, we got the word of the day. The word is insist. Give me a call, put it in a sentence, and I'll give you a prize.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market. Radio program. My special guest host today is Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. And before we get back to Christine, let me just give a couple announcements out here. First of all, the word of the day is insist. Definition, demand something forcefully, not accepting refusal. Put it in a sentence, give me a call, get a prize. Currently got your quote?
Yes. Whenever there is interest and power to do wrong, wrong will generally be done.
Give me a call. Give me the author. Put the word in a sentence. And get some goodies. Also, ladies and gentlemen, now that Facebook Live is unmuted, I just want to tell everybody at Facebook Live, we do mute it in between commercial breaks, just so we can do some behind-the-scene kind of things. So if you don't hear the volume or the sound, it's because at the moment it's muted. So don't worry, just keep listening, and we'll come back from the break, and the breaks are about 3 minutes. Christine, talk to me. Keep going on with what your discussion is.
So FinCEN is going to insist you file your beneficiary report.
If you can see me in the video, I've got a finger gun to my head. You're required to do this.
That's right. So if you're just tuning in, I was talking about FinCEN. I love saying that acronym, FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. They have a new reporting requirement for businesses that are created in the state, wherever you live, with your Secretary of State. You file paperwork to form an entity, such as an LLC or an S-Corp, something along those lines. And now you're going to have an additional reporting requirement to FinCEN to report certain information about your company and the owners.
And only 87,000 agents to enforce it.
Something like that, yes. So what you're going to need to be aware of starts January 1st, next year in 2024. And what you're going to be reporting is, again, information on your company and information on what FinCEN is calling beneficial owner. So,
Christine, hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make something very clear here. Christine's not doing this with a smile. Here's the deal. You got criminal activities out there. Do you want them to get over on you? No, so they got to take care of that, but it applies to others as well. What Christine is doing is saying, listen, to get the government off your back, this is what you got to do, and she's informing you. She does not do it with pleasure. She gets the pleasure out of helping you avoid the pitfall of what the government will do to you if you don't do it properly. That's why she's an EA, an enrolled agent. She's a liaison. She knows the inner workings of the IRS. She's been an agent for, 7 years?
Something like that, 5 years, 6 years.
So she's got some good inside baseball, and now she's going to use that information to help you say, hey, look, this is what's coming up, what she's telling you about right now. Whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. It exists. If you don't like it, then you stand up, you get called to action, and you do something to have it changed where she doesn't have to talk about this topic. Would that be a good clarification?
That's great, yes. And how you change it, I swear, is you got to call your congressman because Congress writes the tax laws.
Now, let me add on to that one since you brought it up. I hear calls don't mean squat. It's the letters. Is it the letters, Colonel? Or more effective is the letters because they got to document the letters as compared to the phone calls?
Yes, and handwritten letters are especially
effective because they're so rare.
Yes, I actually, in my time at the IRS, in one of the departments I worked in, I got a lot of handwritten letters that filtered down to me at my level. And sometimes they would be 3 and 4 pages, front to back, handwritten. And I would be required to read all through them and respond as appropriate. But handwritten letters are very, very powerful. So, yes, Matt is right. And thank you, Matt. I don't report this with happiness. It's just you got to do this. This is coming. And it's huge for business owners. If you are just you, a single member, LLC, it's just you. You're going to have to do this. It's a pain in the butt. And the reporting time and effort is actually going to be very little. Truly, it will be, I think. But the fact is, you have to do it. Because the penalties are stiff for not filing this beneficial information report. So let me go back to what are you reporting? As a company, you're going to report the legal name, your trade name, your DBA, your address, where you formed. I'm in Texas. If I form an LLC, I'm forming this here in Texas. That's where I'm registering my business. And of course, the taxpayer identification number or EIN of the business. Colonel, you had a question? No? Nothing? Okay. So that's what you're reporting as a company. There are exceptions, and I'll talk about this in just a minute. But you are also reporting ownership information. Again, beneficial ownership is if you directly or indirectly exercise substantial control over a reporting company. Well, if I form an LLC with the state of Texas, I am the owner, I have substantial control over this, and so I report myself and my business name to FinCEN. And there are some exceptions if you have a minor child, if you come to this beneficial ownership through some sort of inheritance, etc. So the other part you need to know is company applicants. Is there a question?
We have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Yeah. Yes, let's take a call.
Okay, this mic's dead. I'll give you my mic.
And they're live.
Caller, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment on the student loan debt. That this is a trap from the IRS that you never, never, never hear about it. When you get a student loan debt forgiven, you'll get a big tax bill. They count it as income, and people don't realize it. Say, if you spend $100,000, all of a sudden overnight, April 15th, you owe $20,000 worth of taxes.
Actually, I want to jump in. Student loans are typically they're not forgiven. And so I want to clear that up real quick. It's really hard to get student loans in totality forgiven. There are extreme circumstances and where that can happen, but they're not reportable to the IRS. They or taxable,
well,
rather. They may be to the state.
Well, if you become disabled. If you become disabled, they're forgiven.
Yes, and there are other circumstances also. But student loans that are forgiven, the IRS does not tax those. I do want to make sure that you understand that. The state, however, Texas, we don't file state income tax returns. But in other states, they may be taxable. But states often follow the federal rule. So your information isn't quite correct. But no, if it's forgiven, it's forgiven. And it's not going to be reportable as canceled debt. I want to assure you of that.
Okay, well, this is years ago, and it reduced my tax return.
I'm sorry, did you say Arizona?
No.
Years ago.
The loan was forgiven, and it reduced my tax refund.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. And without knowing all your facts and circumstances, super hard to say, but it's not taxable on the federal tax, or nowadays it's not, and I'm not sure what was going on years ago, so...
Yes,
but thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate that phone call.
Very good. Thank you. If you got a question, give us a call, 254-697-6633.
So going back real quick, beneficial owners and company applicants. A company applicant, it's one of two types of individuals in your company that you would be reporting this information on the beneficial ownership information report. Think of it as a piece of paper, this report. So the applicants is an individual who files with the state the documents to form, to create, to register your business, your LLC, your S-Corp. And it is the individual that is primarily responsible for directing or controlling the filing of this actual document.
Christine, I have a question. If you have an accountant,
yes,
I would assume, and you know what happens
yes.
when you assume,
yes.
that they will advise you of all this.
Yes, it's they should. Yes.
It's the individual who's trying to do it on their own that could have a problem, right?
Yes, and I put a post on this on Facebook and all my social that you need to talk to your accountant, make sure you've got this figured out. It's going to be a big deal next year, potentially, for those companies that form or register on or after January 1st of 2024. Let me repeat that. If you form or register your business with the state on or after January 4th of 2024, your reporting requirement is going to be within 30 days of the actual formation of when it's formed. You have 30 days to get this information to FinCEN. However, if your company was created or registered on or before January 1st, before January 1st, you have a year to report this information. So if you are an existing LLC, maybe you have an S-Corp election, that's how you want to be taxed, and you have 3 employees, and you have $2 million in that you're reporting on your tax return, you have a year from January 1st of 2024 to report this information to FinCEN. If you form after January 1st of 2024, then you got 30 days. And the penalties are kind of stiff. From what I've been reading so far, it's like $500, I think a day, or $500 or something. It's ridiculous. I'd have to go back and it's $500 for something.
Isn't that code for you better do it?
You better do it. Yeah. So, and again, what you're reporting, it's pretty simple. Your name, your DBA, the address, okay? Churches are exempt. Charities are exempt. Most financial institutions are exempt, credit unions, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, FDIC, they're all exempt. If you are a company, if you're a company here in, what county are we in?
Milam
County or Bell County, and you employ 20 or more people, and you report revenues of more than $5 million on your tax returns, you don't have a filing requirement.
Christine, one of those things happened. It's called a break. It's a hard break. I got to do it. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue on. I think you have some more to go over. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
Right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin Portable Buildings and CNH Carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV Gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. 1994. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com. Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Program. Matt, your host. We're having a great time here. I hope you are too. Based on what I see on Facebook, we're having a good time out there too. And remember, if it goes mute, it's because we did it on purpose. We'll be back in 3 minutes. It's usually done during the commercial break. I want to also make a note, ladies and gentlemen, please go to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure. Aaron'sGunshop.com. Aaron'sGunshop.com. That's AARONS gunshop.com. And go to the radio show page. I want you to look at all the sponsors. These people have faith in me that we're doing the best we can here to put out the truth. I'm asking you, please, to go do business with them first. And if they don't have what you need, and of course, by all means, go somewhere else. If you'd like to be a sponsor to the program, I've got some fantastic deals I can give to you if you've got a business or service, product or service to put out there. And the people, I'll tell you what, Christina, you want to give me a plug? How are we doing there?
You're doing awesome.
I mean, the ability for the show to reach people is amazing because it's a romantic medium and people like it and they listen.
They do. And you have a good radio voice. And you have a face for radio too, Matt. That's why there's so many more listeners.
Thanks,
coming
Christine.
On board.
You know, I feel so much more confident now knowing that I have a face for radio.
Don't you start every day saying that?
Sometimes. All right, anyway. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, dollars and cents. Christine, I know you got...
Just a couple more things. Yep. First, my phone number, 737-234-0196. Call me, text me if you have any kind of issue with the IRS. I'm happy to have a conversation with you about that. Or you have a personal finance question. I love to talk about money and helping people figure out their money. But the last thing I want to wrap up here with about FinCEN and this reporting requirement is there's a lot of concern about this data that people are, businesses are going to be reporting. Who's storing that? Where is it at? Who has access to it? So I want to just read through some of the information that I have seen from the CTA Act. And the information is only going to be released, hopefully, to federal, state, local, or tribal law enforcement agencies
hopefully.
conducting an active investigation. As we've seen already how FBI is abusing their powers in this Biden administration, so hopefully. And a federal agency making the request on behalf of a foreign law enforcement agency under a mutual agreement. That's who can get the information. Or a financial institution conducting due diligence under the Bank Secrecy Act of the USA Patriot Act. This information is not available to the general public. You cannot make a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act, to go get this information either. So there's concern about how this data is going to be stored. And it's supposed to be offline. It's on a proprietary system. So hackers cannot hack into it.
Uh-huh.
So we will see. And I did mention about the violations of the CTA Act carry penalties of up to $500 every day for non-compliance.
Okay, that is very severe.
It's severe. And I think there's going to be a lot of unhappy business owners, for one thing, that are completely unaware they have to report this. because they want
is that why it's so severe? Because they know nobody's going to know about it, and they're going to be able to wham them $500 a day.
I think there's going to be a huge hue and cry when this starts going into effect. People are going to start calling their congressmen, and what the heck is this all about? And I think there's going to be some additional leniency, or okay, we'll give you another year for a grace period, or something like that. That's just complete speculation on my part. But they want to get this going, and so they penalize people. They enforce the law through fines and through penalties. And
yeah, you get more flies with what, sugar? Is that how they say
something like that?
More bees with honey.
More bees with honey. Yeah. So
they could say, you know, this is what we're going to do. You know, we're breaking you in. It's like when they do the new laws. We got to slow down 20 miles.
When it's what happened when the 1099K reporting information 1099K. Was supposed to go into effect. Yeah, alphabet soup. It was supposed to go into effect this year. So many, even though the law had been on the books, it was known, so many companies and businesses were unprepared for it. The IRS gave a one-year reprieve, and that was this filing season. They said, okay, you don't have to do this, but next year, you got to start doing this. I think something similar is going to happen with this reporting requirement, because the penalties are just way too, they're abhorrent. They're stiff, and people don't understand. They don't know. This is
cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, if you don't have a CPA or an accountant or someone you're working with, how will you know to do this?
You know, if the American public felt that, okay, I'm putting my fair share in and I'm being treated like a human as compared to a number or whatever, they'd almost like, okay, here. But when you do this kind of stuff,
yes,
you just want to rebel.
And the burden is falling on the states. I will say that. The Secretary of States are going to be required to report this information to FinCEN. The Secretary of State is going to be required to have access to the form or a link. So the burden is falling on the state to implement this national
rule. So how does the state that formed the federal government get tasked by the federal government to do something?
I know
that's
rhetorical.
The child is running the parent. And this, again, is an Article 6. It's time for the states to say no. And this non-governmental agency, the IRS, it's not a federal agency.
Well, this is not the IRS. FinCEN is a department, or a branch of the Department of the Treasury. The IRS is a branch of the Department of the Treasury, as is ATF.
Colonel, if we go, excuse me one second, Christine, if we go back to what you just said about the state is so much closer to grassroots, because you know the people in general. So it's our responsibility to be informed, and we can change this for the people in politics in our state to say no. But we lose it once we get past that. I'm sorry, I broke in. Go ahead.
That's okay. So again, the penalties for not filing timely are very punitive. They also have some penalties for what the IRS calls UNACs, but they're not calling it UNACs here, which is the unauthorized disclosure of information. But if you release this information, if the Bureau releases this information, they are going to be supposedly penalized as well. Unauthorized disclosure by a government employee or disclosure to a third party of information that's, quote, in-house with CTA. So I don't know how effective this is going to be. I know IRS employees do bad things, sadly. Not a lot, but they do some, and I don't know what the penalties are if they actually follow through. Sometimes they're fired, but we'll see what happens. But this is a huge thing. If you're a business owner, please talk to your CPA, your accountant, talk to someone that is familiar with tax law and understand this reporting requirement. It is not complicated, and it might be a little time-consuming, but you're going to have to do it. And that begins January 1st of next year. So the other thing I want to dive into here is Snoop, S-N-O-O-P.
Wait, that's an acronym too?
Yes, Stop the Nosy Obsession with Online Payments Act. Snoop.
Give me a break.
I'm serious.
You know, there's one thing about the federal government that I am absolutely in awe of.
Only one thing?
Their ability to come up with acronyms and
yes.
names for these acts that spell out stuff.
Now, I got the colonel in here, and I got my brother from another mother, Mark, in the studio. And we can, and me, we've been in the military. We have books on acronyms.
Yes.
And there's multiple same acronyms. It just goes crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And half the time, the acronym that sounds positive, like Patriot Act, is totally the opposite.
Is totally the opposite.
And that is
FUBAR.
That's another
FUBAR.
To name something the what's the most recent one where they gave $800 billion to destroy coal-fired Inflation Reduction Act?
Oh, the Inflation Reduction Act is anything but.
A whole bunch of free money pushed out, printed, or borrowed without any product at all.
Yes.
Take control, Katrina.
So, Snoop, stop the nosy obsession with Online Payments Act of 2023. A bunch of legislators got together in the House and Senate, and they're tired of the government overreach.
No.
Which is them, so they're tired of themselves. Anyway, to permanently end the IRS's reporting requirement for this 1099-K reporting form for transactions of $600 or more. We talked about that just a second ago. So in mid-December, there was an amendment that was proposed to raise the $600 reporting requirement to $10,000 reporting requirement. So if you're transacting business on Venmo or PayPal, and if it was $600 or less, or $600, sorry, that was a threshold, you had to get this reporting done. And now they want to raise it. It used to be $20,000. Now they were trying to raise it back up to $10,000. That's a good thing. But then the Snoop Act is trying to eliminate it altogether, which. No, to go back to the pre-COVID rules, 2021, where the rule was 200 or more commercial transactions per year in excess of $20,000. This is hurting the little guy. This is hurting the Etsy dealers.
It always does because it's the big boys who make the rules. They pay the money to have
And they're already reporting stuff. It's the little people. It's like, you know, it's like me. I use Venmo. My clients pay me with Venmo.
This is a political comment. If you want to add to it, it's fine. You've got congressmen there, whoever makes the rules, they're being bought off by corporate entities and say, hey, man, we'll donate to your cause, but make the rules work this way, and it screws the little guy because the little guy can't do what the big guys do.
Well, is it true that Walmart uses the federal government to punish its small competitors? I've heard that.
In what way?
I don't know the exact way.
What I said.
Oh,
Walmart gets tax cuts and things like that.
The little people, like here in Texas, we shut down all the mom and pop operations during COVID, but Walmart was wide open. That was doing exactly the same thing as the small people were doing.
That's right.
Yes, it's this is political. It's overreach. The little guy, the small business person, tends to get screwed over. So call me, 737-234-0196. I will help you not be screwed by the IRS.
Now, Christine will be in the studio to the rest of the program. So if you got a question, give us a call, 254-697-6633. Be back in three.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, finishing up the second hour, final segment. I've got Christine Stevenson in the studio. If you have a question for her, she'll be here till the end of the program, 254-697-6633. I wanted to circle back. Give me a call and tell me who said that, and I'll give you something. I want to circle back to the Colonel here from his earlier segment, because, Colonel, you wanted to talk about the United Nations, which I think is very important because it is so un-American. Go ahead.
Well, it is. We're talking about enemies within, and the people in our government that support the United Nations. The United Nations was formed to destroy us, and yet we support it. And we continue to support it, even though we inform our representatives of what's going on. And Thomas Massie from Republican Kentucky has made a strong case for withdrawing from the United Nations.
That's a good guy. I like that guy.
And we have this American Sovereignty Restoration Act, ASRA, which would fully withdraw the United States from the United Nations. Please write to your congressmen and senators and ask them to support this. We need to get out of the United Nations.
Colonel, you know, we got time here. Let me make a comment. I watch Nazi torture videos. I watch them all the time.
Is this your Friday night fun time at Matt's house or something?
And I do it for one specific reason. I want to see what man can do to another man, and it's disgusting.
Fauci.
And I bring this up because people say, no, we wouldn't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, people, when they get in the higher echelons of politics, they're corrupt and they get bought and paid off. So what you and I as decent, normal people would think that would never happen, these people up there are betting on that. And they're going to say, they're thinking this will never happen. And when we're not paying attention, they're doing what the colonel's telling you they're doing.
And I think it was Stalin that said, if you kill one person, it's murder. If you kill a million people, it's a footnote in history. And this is exactly what Fauci did. The CDC and the World Health Organization slaughtered millions of people around the world with his COVID vaccine and COVID, the vaccine killing probably more than COVID has. But it was all done, and nobody is being held responsible. The World Health Organization is now on the rampage trying to get additional power so they can control all of the countries and the response to the next, quote, quote, world health emergency, which the World Health Organization is going to define and declare. And this World Health Organization is the organization that redefined vaccine in order to push the COVID shot, the spike protein poison, and call it a vaccine when it did not prevent the disease or prevent hospitalizations.
Hey, Colonel, I just got to tap in because it's so funny you bring up the World Health Organization today, because I just redid my cover story, and on my luggage bags, all of them, I've got World Health Organization on my bags, because I know everywhere I go, they are always there. They always have the best facilities. They overseas, they do some good things, but I believe that's just a cover because, man, I've gotten so drunk with some of those guys, and I've heard some crazy stories. But if you want to travel overseas, ladies and gentlemen, put World Health Organization on your luggage, and you'll be fine.
Take good care of you.
Tip of the day.
Well, I got another little tip for you. When I was in the military, I traveled, and everybody had the same green luggage. And when they unloaded it off the C-130 off the pallet, they made a big pile that was about 4 feet tall and 20 feet around. And they threw all these green bags in this pile.
Duffel bags, ladies and gentlemen, duffel bags.
And I tied a little piece of red yarn on the handle of my bag, and I could
Clever.
See it from 100 yards away, you know, and I knew right where to go to pick my bag up. Didn't have to read anything. Just a little secret. That works on your others, because there are a lot of little brown suitcases with rollers now.
Okay, so we went to the destruction of the United States to put in red yarn on your luggage. Let's get back to this.
Hey, I'll tell you what. This is a multi-purpose show. That's little tidbits to make your life better. Little hacks.
Colonel, are you done or you got more?
Oh, I got this United Nations World Health Organization. We have to get out of the World Health Organization. They are being used to take away our sovereignty. It has nothing to do with health. It has everything to do with control. And they'll kill Jinx. Us if they need to.
Jinx, I said it first.
Wow.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum.
If it's got world in the front, it isn't on our side.
Council of Foreign Relations. Oh, you said that, CFR.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the basics. God bless America. I was reading a book that the Colonel gifted me with about Rush Limbaugh and his interactions with Reagan and Buckley and Margaret Thatcher. And it was incredible because they're pure. Margaret Thatcher loved our founding fathers, loved them. They were British. She knew them. Yeah, they're great guys. They, you know, they wanted to be independent. You know, they kind of caused a problem there. But their concept ideas was fantastic. If we would just fall back on that, understand it, and not be ignorant about what's going on, get your heads out of your freaking phones. If you're going to use the phone, pull up the Constitution. Pull up some history. Read some exciting stories of patriotism. Get the blood flowing. Let's God bless America. Let's make America great again.
Oh, my God. You know, that's a slogan that should be on a baseball cap.
You know, speaking I think of, I'll do it.
Okay, Matt.
Speaking of that, we have the inheritance tax in this country. Do you realize that it was outlawed in the Magna Carta? Because at that time, it was called something else.
What?
You had to buy your inheritance off of the king.
Ah.
Right? Mm. So now we have to buy our property off of, or our inheritance off of the federal government by the tax on...
It all connects together, man.
But Colonel, remember at that time it was King George, the crazy King George. That guy was crazy, all right? So well, obviously it was a crazy law.
Hey, yeah. And we've got a lot of crazy people in Washington, and they disregard what we say. So you need to vote them out. And since we're not enforcing the rule on lying, and there's no penalty, so they're charging all of these people with perjury for lying to Congress, and it means nothing because nobody's ever been penalized for it. Or they're... the guy that he's flaunting their subpoena power, and so they say, well, we're gonna hold you in contempt of Congress.
Big deal.
Big deal. Whoopee. Okay, I'll frame that and put it on the wall next to my Boy Scout, my Tenderfoot Award. So it's meaningless. And until we have teeth, until we have, and as our founding fathers said, our Constitution is only capable of governing a moral and just people. Moral people have to be governed from the inside. They govern themselves. If we do not do that, then we have to stand in the proverbial circle, everybody with a pitchfork, keeping the guy in front of you in line. Girl, and then you can't do anything useful.
I'm standing here listening to y'all, and as you're talking, I'm reflecting upon the whole show. I'm reflecting on all these different things. And this is what pops in my head when you're talking like this. Look at the approval rating of Trump. And you know how Trump is. God bless America. Make America great again. His approval rating is so high. Millions of people. The heart of America wants the United States to be like it was, okay? But there's a gap. There's a disconnect. I think what it is, people want to be informed, but they keep going back to lamestream media, which is impregnating their brains with misinformation.
Yeah, I am on the distribution list. You make a 2-cent contribution to Act Blue, and you can get all the email that you can possibly stand, but you get to hear the other side and what they're telling the people on all of the know your enemy is what Sun Tzu said. If you know the enemy, you know yourself, you're going to be all right in the next war. But if you don't know the enemy, and the only way to know the enemy is to have them send you their plan and send you what their PR stuff. So that's what I stay on the Democrat done list. I don't give them a lot of money.
Well, that's just basic military application. I mean, you got to know your enemy.
Intel,
that's right.
Public intel.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only reason you can do what you do right now is because of those before and currently who defend her. And that's the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Three pillars. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the Pillar of God. The Pillar of God is the main, the tall one that holds up the roof line. And if we chip away at those things and it collapses, it's gone. And you think you're having bad days now? You wait and see what happens when America goes under. You're going to be screwed. So now's the time. This is it. 2024, November. This is Matt speaking, his opinion. You don't get her done. November 2024, it's over. It's over.
And if you don't vote, you better start learning Chinese, okay?
You know, Mark, you ain't wrong, brother. We're going to take a break, top of the hour break. Be back. Got another hour to come. See you on the other side. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman, Christine Stevenson, my special guest host today, Dollars and Cents, enrolled agent with the IRS. Awesome job, Christine. And my brother from another mother, Mark Boyer, is in the studio with me. Shelby Meyer keeping me on the tracks here, making sure I don't go crazy, and she'll definitely let me know if I'm doing something wrong. Shelby, thank you very much. Shelby, I tell you what, why don't you make a comment, state what you had on the phone call there.
Yes, I had a phone call just now. This very nice woman didn't want to call and be on the air, but she did want to discuss that last week there was a story that Matt read that was covering the children's choir that got shut down in the Capitol because it could be offensive. They were singing the national anthem. And she called and mentioned that Trump had invited them to sing somewhere else during something, I think, this week. So look into that. We'll do some fact checking and look into that. But mentioned it to Matt, and he said, that's such a Trump thing to do. And it is. It's like, in your face, you can come here and sing, because we don't care.
That's right. And that's not for brownie points. That's just, look, there was a...
Trump
was on stage, and I have the little, I don't know, it's not a bobblehead, but it's kind of like a bobblehead where he's hugging the American flag. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I hug the American flag. I love this country like you can't imagine, just like so many of you out there love
it. I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
I fly the American
flag. It stands for, it's a miracle from God that we are like this, and we're squandering it. But there's so, you know, I keep trying to reevaluate what I think and what I say is, and if you look at it, and all that Trump's going through, and the followers that are supporting him, that tells you America's alive. But we've been infiltrated by those who have the money and the power to adjust and to cover and deflect much longer than we potentially could in the same situation, just because they've got it all down there. But collectively, if we all thought together at one time for the same purpose, November 2024, you can outvote the cheat. Just like Diamond and Silk would used to say, God rest her soul.
Yes, and we really have to turn out to beat the cheat this time because, man, it's in there big time.
Hey, team, by the way, on this topic, a really cool listener just texted me and said that he invited President Trump, invited the choir to Mar-a-Lago. And imagine being a kid being invited by Trump to Mar-a-Lago. That's got to be better than Disneyland,
all
right?
Oh, gosh, heck yeah.
Oh, I want to go.
I think the colors at Mar-a-Lago are red, white, and blue.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God, I wonder what he serves. Never mind. No. Very cool. Thank you, listener. You guys are, you know, Matt, really, your listening audience are a cut above average. These guys, they listen because they want to hear the truth from you guys. They want to stay current on what's happening. And they've got the open mind to accept it. And most of these guys are patriotic. Guys and girls, excuse me.
Thank you.
Ah, there you go. So you've got a really cool listening base, which means that your sponsors are being welcomed.
The people, that they have money to buy stuff.
Yes, the cool people.
Why you want to tell them about it yourself?
Mark, I definitely want you to talk about what you do, but before we get into that, I want to make a comment since you brought this up. Ladies and gentlemen, I speak from my heart. I open my heart to you. You people out there are seeking information, but I honestly tell you, you're seeking it from a wrong source. I would go to the lamestream media to see what they say, but go to the source of who said it, watch them, listen to them, and then evaluate it based on what the lamestream media reported, and you will see distortions that you cannot believe. Okay? Trump is taboo because he's apple pie Chevrolet. He's the American way. I've known this guy since the 80s. He hasn't changed a bit. And all the Dems loved him because he would give money, because you know why he gave money to the Dem Party? Because he wanted to build a building in New York City. Okay? He's a builder. And he said, all right, yeah, I'll go to your party. Because back then it was just, you know, politics, whatever. Okay, sign this thing off, man. He may not like him, but he gets signed off to build his building. Now, but it's real now. His first term in office was, I can take care of this. And he realized how deep the swamp is. In the last 4 years, when he's dealing with all this crap, he's realizing, okay, when I go in there, the gloves come off. So Comey, yeah, you better run and hide, buddy. Mark, it's hot outside. The grass is growing and drying up. And things can happen. Why don't you talk to us? Tell us who you are, what you do, and tell us what to do.
Matt, you are way too cool for school, brother. Okay, if you don't know, I'm a volunteer fireman in Cameron, Texas. And if you know me, you know I'm a lazy guy, and I don't like going to these calls because they're usually about 3 in the morning, or maybe like this morning, we had a grass fire, some hay bales were on fire, and a lot of times, hay bales fire and grass fires are created by farm equipment or people trying to weld on their fences. So if you're, it's that season, people, check out your machinery. Make sure that everything is in serviceable order. Make sure the clutter is away from the barn or the storage areas. Make sure all your fuel is properly secure. All your circuit breakers are clear, so they're not going to spark up. There's just so many things going on, but that is your livelihood. That is your land. That is your house, your home, your future, your business. Take care of it. An extra 10, 15 minutes of preventive maintenance can save a fortune and lives.
I want to thank Milam County for shredding, finally, the divider on the highway there, because I drive a low car, and I was going to cross over to another road, and there was tall grass. And one time, I was doing that, and I was really looking and observing, but this Corvette comes by. It's so low, I didn't see it. And at the very last second, the only thing that saved me was the turn lane, the distance of the turn lane. Had that turn lane not been there, me and this Corvette would have hit. So they cut it down, they shred it down, looks pretty, good to go. Thank you very much. Colonel, we got a call?
Yes, we do. We have a guy with a question.
All right, let's take it live. This is Dead. We'll use this mic.
All right, go ahead.
Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I talking to?
This is Randy.
How's it going, buddy? What do you got? What kind of question you got?
Well, I'm so confused. I've got a where, when, why, how kind of question. I'll let y'all hash it out. But, when I was growing up, and I grew up, you know, in school in the 60s, graduated in the early 70s, we were taught that, you know, this country's government was built on compromise. And so now I'm trying to figure out where it all became us against them.
Randy, say that again. You're breaking up. Are you on speaker? If you can get off the speaker, that'd be better.
Okay, hang on. Yeah.
All right, we'll hold off. I got Randy on the line. He's asking me a question or making a comment, and he's going back to his normal phone, so we'll see what he's got to say. Randy, you with me? Go ahead, brother. Randy, talk to me.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. Go ahead.
I know.
If you all got a question out there, give me a call. 254-697-6633. Randy, go ahead.
Okay. My question was...
Hey Randy, that's not working either, buddy. That's not it's not
you
working.
Got your radio on in the background.
Yeah, I don't know if you got your radio on or not. I really want to hear your question, but you're going to need to shut your radio off and talk straight to me, okay?
I thought it was on. Hello?
Yeah, okay. Now go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. When I was growing up, we were built on copper mines, and I'm trying to figure out what turned into us against them. And that's really kind of a
Randy, you're saying the question is what? When did it turn us against them? Is that what your question was?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm talking like.
That's a very okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I got the question, so I'm going to put you on hold. Just stand by, and I'll make my explanation. I'm sure the Colonel has got one as well. When did it turn? I think it was social media, and that's because the collective of the human race was able to see things instantaneously and see what was said and what was done are two different things. I personally, if we go back to the Matrix, you take the blue pill or the red pill. The blue pill is you just don't care. You want to take the blue pill and pretend everything's, you know, la-la land. The red pill is, man, you know, I know there's something ain't right. I'm going to take the red pill and check it out. And you check it out, and because of social media, because I remember prior to social media, I was looking at things saying, this isn't right. You know, I saw this. And you try to talk to people about it, and they can't grasp it because they didn't see what you saw. But it is so instantaneous and so easy for you to make a statement. If I say ABC123 and you go, you're kidding, go look it up. But don't just look it up where somebody can distort it and mess with the video. Go to the source of where that video came from. Because, Colonel, you and I had a discussion about a 100-foot crevice. And it was like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, somebody posts this 100-foot crevice in Yellowstone Park. Oh, my God, the world's coming to the end because it's going to blow up. That happened in April. But you got to be careful about what you hear and what you see so you can go back to the sources and check it out. So what's the difference between us and them? The difference between us and them was, and I got 20 seconds, is that we have become more aware, and becoming more aware, nobody likes to be had. Nobody likes to be taken advantage of. And because of the availability of social media, we get to see on a daily basis as these people are lying at their backside. They say one thing out of one side of their mouth and do something out of the other. I appreciate the call. Going to a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com. U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us."
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, having a great conversation. Appreciate the last phone call. It was a great conversation, even though I couldn't hear you too well. We got the point across. Colonel?
Okay. One of the things he was pointing to is, when did it become us and them? And the 45 goals that Marx recorded, Marx did not originate the communist doctrine. He was allowed to take credit for it because the real people, the Illuminati, did not want the publicity. They wanted the power. And they said, okay, we'll pay you to write this stuff up. You can have all the credit. And thus is history, and they are shielded. The Illuminati goes back. They went public in May 1st, 1776. Their goals are the ones very similar. If you go back and find the original source documents, you'll see that their goals are very similar to the communist goals, the 45 goals that are listed by Skousen in his book, The Naked Communist, which several years later was read into the Congressional Record in 1963. And the easiest place to get these is to go to search for the Congressional Record, 1963, 45 goals, and they'll bring these up for you. But they have been working on these and making progress on these, and they've gotten to the point now where they're out, and it's absolutely blatant in your face, like this 37 indictment or 27 indictment of Trump, and they've cleaned out Trump or Tucker Carlson is off the air. They've got Bongino coming up. He'll be on his podcast.
Hey, Colonel, hold that thought, because I want to get into that conversation. I want to finish up with Mark here. We're going to get right back to what you're saying, because I want to talk about how they're cutting people off. Mark, go ahead, buddy.
I'm sorry, everybody. And we are on fire in here at the studio. It's awesome. I love it. But I got to get out of here myself. But before I leave, I just want to let you know that our volunteer fire department in Cameron, we meet every Monday night at 7 o'clock for our training meetings, and we would love to have other people come by and visit us, especially if you're interested in becoming a volunteer fireman. Then you can call this number. So get your pen and pencil ready, and your paper and write down area code 254-697-1491. That's area code 254-697-1491. Our fire department has got the same old cronies we've had for a long time. We've got some rising superstars, but we are always looking for more people, especially this summer.
I think you were Rookie of the Year, weren't you?
I was. At 60 years old, I was the Rookie of the Year, and I'll be very happy to give that up.
I'll be honest with you. I would expect nothing less from you, Mark.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I enjoy playing with the hose, you know.
We had to go. We were going great, but we had to go there.
I'm talking about a fire hose. What? All right. Okay. Hey, and if there are workers out there on the highway clearing the grass, by all means, please slow down. We don't want anybody getting killed for doing their job and for doing a great community service. And that's all I got, Matt. Let's get back to truth, justice, and the American way.
Colonel?
You know, they could come to that volunteer meeting. Can't they learn how to compute the amount of pressure required to drive X number of gallons per minute through a half-inch orifice?
Dude, we're volunteer firemen, okay? We don't even get paid, all right?
Colonel, go back to the notes.
No, I'm one of these guys that they call me numbers at the... when I'm with
you,
the fighter weapons.
You're the backseat. You're the backseat pilot of an F-4. You got to know your numbers.
That's right. You know, you got to know the ballistic coefficient so you can crank it in and make the bomb hit the target.
Ladies and gentlemen, this guy is the backseat of a freaking rocket. It's incredible. But Colonel, you were saying before I cut you off.
Okay, we've got the 45 goals, but we've made so much progress on those things, and they've gotten such control of the judiciary. They've got the district attorneys purchased by Soros. They've got the legislatures. They've got the senates, and they no longer have any fear of prosecution at all. So they do whatever they want to. And we are in deep trouble because every time this goes along, it throws another gallon into the bucket full of fluid that waters the tree of liberty.
You know, Colonel, you and I have been together for about 3 years now. So we kind of know how each other thinks. Would you not agree, correct me if I'm wrong, would you not agree the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab would be the easiest method for people to see the corruption that's going on?
And George Soros. George Soros and his money pot and buying all of these state secretary of state because they control elections. They buying the district attorneys because they enforce the law.
Alvin Bragg.
The DA down here in Austin. Soros put, I understand, $600,000 into that election to get him elected. And now what does he do? He doesn't enforce the law. Everything runs wild. They try to create the anarchy, which makes people want to ask for help. And when they ask for help, here stand the people that created it ready to be. So we need to pay attention to what's going on. And by your apathy, if you do not participate, if you're one of the 85% of Texans that did not vote in the primary election, then you're part of the problem because it only takes a small group of dedicated people on whatever side to control the election. And we have to get busy. And I want to support the John Birch Society, JBS.org. Go there and find out what we really stand for. And it's a great organization. Education is our goal, and truth is our only weapon.
Colonel, John Birch Society would be for people who are somewhat, and I don't mean this in a demeaning manner, somewhat educated on this on the topic.
No, they don't have to be. That's our job. But they do have to care about their country. If you care about our country, you want to learn more, this is a perfect place. And if you want to be active...
Even for somebody who's truly a novice at it?
That's exactly right. That's all we want is people that love the country and want us to survive. And that's the goal of the John Birch Society. A better world government or a better government, less debt and stuff, and more public, more personal responsibility.
I remember growing up, I would hear the term, oh, they're a Bircher. and it was said, I didn't really know what it meant.
Derogatory.
It was derogatory, yes.
Yes, because this was the William F. Buckley type of thing, and all these people that attacked the John Birch Society and spread lies about it, and I've got a whole list of things here that are myths.
Colonel, I got a caller. Let's see if we can get him on the line. Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I speaking to? All right, you need to shut the radio off. Bad radio. Put you back on hold. Okay, Colonel, go ahead. We'll come back to you in just a second.
All right, and again, for the person that's calling in, if you turn your radio off, we can put you back on the air. But with the echo in here is really the 7-second delay or whatever. Okay, the John Birch Society. There are a lot of false accusations, and we actually have a mission to support the Constitution, and that is our thing. Our oath is again to the Constitution. I got a duplicate page here, and it's driving me nuts. But there are lots of myths. The JBS message is hate-filled. The JBS founder called Dwight Eisenhower a communist. All these different lies that were spread about the John Birch Society, when in fact the opposite is true. So keep this in mind. When people are being effective, you will be attacked. And that's when you get flack, you're over the target.
That's right. Let's try the phone call again. Let's see if they've got it squared away. Caller, welcome to the program. How you doing? What's your name? What's your question? Okay, kill it. All right. Let's see here. I've got a lot of articles, Colonel, that I want to go over. We don't have enough time. When we come, we're going to be taking a break in a minute, in about 2.5 minutes, and we're going to be doing our true stories. But I want to do this one here. The Department of Homeland Security sought to assign social credit style risk scores to social media users. In a sharp spotlight on the interplay between national security and individual privacy, newly disclosed documents have unveiled that the Department of Homeland Security entered into a contract with the University of Alabama in 2018 to develop a project dubbed Night Fury, designed to analyze and assign risk scores to social media accounts. It says the document stated the contractor shall develop these attributes to create a methodology for developing a ranking or risk score associated with identified accounts. There's a segment here that I want to read, and I'm trying to find it. What it's basically saying is that it's going to start off with that. And depending on the success of that, they will expand it upon other different topics. Ladies and gentlemen, you're with Facebook, Instagram, and all the other social platforms, and you just click, boom, and I'm guilty too because you want to get your program on there. But you just opened yourself up to observation. So these people now, the government's coming in here and they want to check you out to see if I say something they don't like, oh, he's a risk to democracy. And you notice what the word is, democracy. If you've been listening to the Colonel, you know what it is. I'll take a break. We'll be back. We're going to do true stories. We'll be back in a few.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at HealthySuccessWorks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Program. Guys, I got a tip for you. If you want some brownie points, don't just put the seat down, put the lid down too.
Big brownie points.
Just saying. Ding. Just saying. This is the True Stories of Self-Defense portion of the program. And what I'd like to do, the reason I like to do this, ladies and gentlemen, is we get to learn what to do and what not to do in situations like these based on people's real live experiences. We can, what's the expression? Quarterback.
Monday morning quarterbacking.
There you go. Okay. We're going to read stories and we're going to analyze them. We're going to be a cold read here. Charles Holcomb. Do we have a caller?
No. The line was dead.
Charles Holcomb, 73, thought his Stanton, California gun shop was. Thought his Stanton, California gun shop was coming in around my, I don't understand.
He thought it was collapsing.
Okay.
It's coming in around my head.
When two crashed. Oh, I get it. Okay. Let me do this again. Charles Holcomb, 73, thought his Stanton, California gun shop was coming in around my head when two men crashed a pickup truck through the front of the store and started loading up on pistols. Holcomb, who's partially blind and deaf. Oh, gosh. Opened up with a shotgun, killing one criminal and putting his Confederate to flight. So here we got a 73-year-old guy who's blind and deaf, feels like his building's crashing around, and pulls out a shotgun and blows one guy away and has the other one running.
Because the shotgun is always a winner.
And they left their pistols and pickup behind.
There you go. All right. Go ahead.
All right. When one of the two men robbing his Ridgewood, New York jewelry store was briefly distracted, William Zelnick grabbed a licensed .38 revolver and ordered the criminal to drop his weapon. When the crook answered with a shot, Zelnick returned fire, driving the pair from the store.
I'm sorry, Shelby. Nobody died in that incident.
Nobody even got shot. I like them when they get shot. They run away. They find them later. But this one, they never were found.
Okay, well, you'll like this next one then. Frank Hutchison, 69, hid in the back room of his Unity, New Hampshire house as a young burglar, who police later said was hallucinating on drugs, broke through the front door. But when the housebreaker neared his hiding place, Hutchison fired his .38 pistol, wounding the intruder in the abdomen.
That's a gut shot. That doesn't feel good. Notice we had shotgun, .38 revolver, and in this story, a .38 revolver. Because back, these are stories from February of 1982. Yeah, back in the day, because I remember that. I mean, that's my decade, and I remember being a gun guy. I would see everybody with 357 Magnum revolvers, 38 snub-nose revolvers, and all that.
38 special.
Or 1911s. Go ahead, girl.
All right, a Buffalo, New York armed robber was overjoyed to see police after attempted to rob a donut shop. Joseph J. Conkling, a retired auxiliary police officer, drew his gun and ordered the bandit to freeze. When he fled, Conkling and two other customers chased him down and held him for police, the robber begging the impromptu citizen's posse not to kill him.
And I bet you it was a Dunkin' Donuts up there in New York. I bet
hey,
you.
They did good work, man.
Fantastic.
Who okay. robs a donut shop?
I don't know.
I know, right?
I'm thinking. It's like robbing a candy store.
And why would you rob a donut shop when you know half the cop, the police force, is going
to be
there, right?
They're going to be here quickly.
Well, that's the reason 7-Eleven gives them free coffee. Is that, you know, they said, I've never been robbed when the cop was standing here.
Okay, next story. When an armed robber pulled a gun on a coworker. When an armed robber pulled a gun on a coworker?
Okay.
So it's going postal.
So they got one that's got a gun on her and the other one's over here saying, give me a break. I'm going to take care of it.
When an armed robber pulled a gun on a... Okay. At her St. Louis gun station, Rosemary Edwards retreated to the station office and grabbed a .38 caliber pistol. When the robber fired at her fellow employee, Evans opened up, hitting the criminal in the chest. Police caught the man when he tried to get medical attention. I'll tell you what, man. This is interesting. .38s are going to hurt you really bad, especially in the chest. That's why shot placement is so important. Even if you got shot in the chest, if you don't hit a vital, that's why, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wearing a ballistic plate and it's covering a certain area of your body and you get shot in the chest, it may not kill you. It's going to hurt a lot, but that's why that ballistic plate is so important. It's covering your heart, your lungs, your
vital organs.
Vital organs. Okay. Go ahead.
I got a little bit of an exciting one. I read a little ahead.
All right. Javier Sandoval woke up at 5 a.m. to hear someone stealing his pickup truck. The California homeowner grabbed a .357 Magnum revolver and went to investigate.
I love it. He got a gun first.
When a car thief tried to run him down with his own truck, Sandoval opened fire, killing the criminal.
That's ABC 123, easy peasy lemon squeezy. That's how it works. Very good.
No expensive trial.
Oh, no, not again, Robert Tomar thought, as an armed robber who'd robbed his Philadelphia pharmacy a week before came through the front door. But this time, Tomar was ready and opened up with, wait for it, a .38, wounding the criminal and putting him to flight.
The only thing better that could happen to these stories is that they don't flee. They bleed on the carpet or the hardwood floor. Okay. All right, Colonel, take it away.
A quintet, and that would be
five,
of robbers made a big mistake when they decided to heist the table stakes from a poker game being held by nine truck drivers in
No.
Oh, man, you talk about a mistake. When one criminal began to break down the front door and loosed a shotgun blast, George.
No, wait a minute, Colonel. Wait, do that again because the people miss this.
Yeah,
that's a key factor. Do it again.
Word.
Do the whole story again.
A quintet of robbers made a big mistake when they decided to heist the table stakes from a poker game being held by nine truck drivers.
No,
Duck hunters.
Ducks Unlimited.
That makes a difference with the type of gun they use.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I am so sorry. I saw UCK and I read truck through it.
Yeah, that's I could have said problem. Something else, but go ahead.
Hunters in Ethel, Arkansas. When one criminal began to break down the front door and loosed a shotgun blast, George Rowland, 70, a retired game warden, responded with a .38 slug, which killed him. One of the poker players described the game's pots as $5 and up, nothing big. So for $5, this guy gave it all up.
So whether you're a truck driver or a duck hunter...
here he is. Now, a truck driver, I would expect to have a .38. And when the duck hunter didn't unloose his 12-gauge with number 6 shot, I am just flabbergasted.
Is it back to me again? I think so. Okay. Air Force Staff Sergeant Lee Trunnell saw a burglar ransacking the apartment of his neighbor, an Air Force nurse, in Illinois. The antenna maintenance specialist grabbed a .22 rifle and confronted the criminal, who gave up without protest. "I wouldn't hesitate to do the same thing again," Trunnell said. It was just something I had to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't want to be shot with a spitball pistol, okay? I just don't want to be shot, period. You point something at me that shoots a projectile, I don't want it to happen. So whether it's a .22 or spitball, a .38, a .357, whatever, he did what he had to do. He did a good job and solved the problem. Go ahead there.
All right. A burglar had partially emptied William Allen's Fort Lauderdale, Florida home and driven away with one load of loot when Allen's daughter discovered the burglary. Police investigated and said the burglar would probably be back to finish cleaning out the place, but added that they couldn't leave a stakeout team. So Allen's grandson, Bill Kelly, and a family friend, Arthur Hacker, armed themselves and waited for the criminal to return. Their patience was rewarded in just 2 hours as the heartbreaker strolled in. They captured him and held him for police. That says housebreaker, not heartbreaker. None of us can read today. I was wondering why they called him a heartbreaker.
Yeah, you can tell what romance is on her lawn.
Romance is on the mind.
I was like, these writers are weird.
February 82 is a weird month.
I'm going to try to read this one straight, okay?
This was mine, yes. 75-year-old Eileen Watkins of Indianapolis, Indiana, stashed a .32 revolver in a closet shoe bag and didn't have it out for 5 years. But the gun came in handy when an intruder broke into the 5-room house where she lives with her 87-year-old husband. The doughty Mrs. Watkins retrieved the pistol, gave chase, and shot the burglar in the arm.
I congratulate the lady. I do. But notice the caliber of the gun back in the day. 82, 32s, 25s, 38s, and 1911s were most likely to be the prominent guns of the day.
I don't know about hiding it in a shoe bag, though.
Well, they wanted to have that extra time to think about
She remembered where it was, though.
I'm saying that sarcastically. Go ahead, Colonel.
A sex criminal had already assaulted 78-year-old Fannie Mae Hawthorne.
No, that's not good already.
Keep going.
I'm just saying, a sex criminal assaulted a 78-year-old? That just ain't right, Colonel.
That's sick.
A sex criminal had already assaulted 78-year-old Fannie Mae Hawthorne once in her Birmingham, Alabama duplex. When she awoke to find the criminal, clad only in his underwear, in her bedroom again, she pulled a .38 revolver from under her pillow and fired, killing the intruder.
Yes!
Yes!
Well done.
Yes!
What a way to end a segment. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll finish up the last two stories. See you on the other side.
We'll read
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing out the program, final segment. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Still in studio if you got a question. 254-697-6633. The Colonel, my wingman, Rafer Brown in studio. Shelby doing a fantastic job behind the board. We're finishing up the final stories of the Armed Citizen column from February 1982. And if you notice the trend, it's been 38 revolvers, a 32 revolver, a 22 long rifle. So it's just different back in the day. And when I reflect back on my life and I look at being up from New York and seeing all the people that I know, those are the things they had. And I remember garage managers working on cars. I remember them working over their engines and you see the revolvers, the shiny revolvers sticking out of their holsters. And it's just, that's the way it was. So let's finish up the last three. Be cool, man. Yo, man. Yo, be cool. A burglar commanded Alan
Pearson,
when the St. Louis, Missouri homeowner found the housebreaker in his den. But Pearson ran for his 45 automatic. See what I said? 45 automatic. And when the criminal pointed a 12-gauge shotgun at him, opened fire, hitting the crook in the... No.
Well, the 12-gauge looks awful big in your face, so maybe he was a little nervous when he pulled the trigger.
You know, that's true, Colonel. But here's something you got to learn, and I learned this a long time ago in Hunting Hogs. You got to you got to maintain your cool. When that thing is charging you and it's got those tusks that can rip you open, if you can just maintain your cool and hold your ground for another second or two, you're going to get the edge on it. You're going to get the shot. So you just got to realize if you're in a knife fight, you get cut. If you're in a gunfight, you get shot. That's just a given. So suck it up and get through it. All right, go ahead, Shelby.
All right. R.P. Adams saw two men trying to steal his boat docked right in front of his Fort Pierce, Florida home. He located a pistol and apprehended the pair, holding them until police arrived. Short and sweet, I guess. Could have been better. Could have been death.
Sorry, Shelby. You know, the one who drives 35 over the speed limit.
Don't tell him.
Okay.
All right. Finishing it up. Israel Matas tried to remain calm as a trio of armed robbers ransacked his East Harlem, New York grocery. But when one knocked his wife to the floor, enraged Matas grabbed his licensed 38 revolver and started firing, hitting two of the crooks and sending their Confederate fleeing.
You don't mess with your flag, you don't mess with your wife, you don't mess with your dog. I'm sorry, you just don't.
Is that in that order? I'm questioning the order.
You know, I've wondered this. This is a serious. This is
yes,
a serious
I'm
comment
wondering,
here.
Yes.
Is it country? Is it family?
God, family, country.
God,
family, country.
Yes, I'll agree with
yes.
that.
Yes, God, family, country.
See, but sometimes I think, do you do the country because the country allows you to do the God, or
without God?
Okay.
Ain't got nothing.
This is splitting a hair here, but yes. Yeah, I get your point.
It was God, country, family, because I left my family behind and I went to war. And 200 times, I launched making the decision to go. And there was no guarantee I was coming back from any of them. One time I didn't. I had to make other arrangements to get home.
Interesting. Very interesting. Great conversation, too. Colonel, you've got some announcements. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. The Central Texas Tea Party, Gun Owners of America will be the guest speaker, Jeffrey, and it will be at 6:30.
Jeffrey who?
I don't have Jeffrey's last name. He's part of Texas Gun Owners of America.
Okay.
All right, but he's going to be our guest speaker. It'll be the program. At 6:30, we meet at the Belton VFW on southbound West I-35 Service Road, just before you get to Loop 120. And so it's 1900 Belton VFW.
When is that?
1900 is when the program starts. 6:30 is refreshments. Bring your best cookie, cake, or pie to share before the program. And we are a patriotic, faithful group conforming to the Texas Bill of Rights, Section 6. And if you don't know what that says, you got to read it to find out.
Tell us what day, though. You didn't say actual.
Okay.
Or I missed the
it's
day.
Tuesday,
thank
the
you.
20th. Thank you very much for bringing that out. Tuesday the 20th. We meet the third Tuesday night of every month. And until July, we will be in the VFW. Then we go back to the Harris Community Center. Also, this evening, this Saturday evening, the 10th of June, 7 p.m. at the Mililana Woods Center. It's 1100 Old Nolanville Road. There's going to be a karaoke party at 7 p.m. put on by the Central Texas Republican Women PAC. And this is a fundraiser for the Republicans. It's $25 per person. It includes horse doofers, hors d'oeuvres, and a dessert bar. Again, it's 1100 Old Nolanville Road, 7 p.m. tonight.
Will Kathleen be singing?
Well, there will be a world-class ringer buried in the crowd. See if you can guess which one.
Oops.
Okay. So anyway, nothing like a little help here. But people that don't know who Kathleen is, you'll
She's
just have to come
ringer.
And find out. But
Absolutely.
I guarantee it'll be enjoyable. There is no Central Texas Republican Women Luncheon on Mondays till September. They're off for the summer, so do that. And don't forget, there's a big fine for not filling out your 1099-K.
Whatever happened to J, 1099-J?
No, there's
there
no
1099-J?
J. No,
so how do they come up with K? What does the K stand for?
I would have to
collect?
Think about that.
Does it stand for collect?
Maybe.
K for collect. pay for?
That's actually a good question. I do not know what the K stands for.
You know, the University of Nebraska, you know what the N stands for?
I have no idea.
Knowledge.
Yes, the football team.
Oh, how do we get off track so far? I don't know. Elon Musk and farmers torch Ireland government proposal to slaughter 200,000 cows to meet the EU climate change goals.
For a non-existent carbon dioxide problem. And we're just reading about the cauldron in Yellowstone National Park. It's rising at 2 centimeters. That's almost an inch every year out there. The magma bubbling up. And when it goes off, it's going to cover the western third of the United States.
And he's not just saying that. That's based on documented evidence of dust clouds, the whole works. They got X-ray vision and all that kind of stuff to figure it out.
Even when we had a minor eruption that caused the Earth to cool by more for a couple of years than this, all this CO2 stuff, they're talking about a half a quarter degree or something. Folks, I've got to have to tell you this, but we're coming out of an ice age. We have an ice age about every 200,000 years, and we're still coming out of the last ice age, so temperatures are going to continue to rise until the Earth hits back to the average, goes over the average, gets a little warmer, and starts back down again. And CO2, I hate to tell you this also, but when you look closely at the graphs, it does not precede temperature changes. It lags temperature change. The temperature goes up, and then the CO2 goes up. This is all a lie about getting control and forcing a famine. And there are a bunch of people out there that are complete ignorant. I can't say all these words on the air, but I have no respect for their intellect.
Headline, Newsom proposes constitutional amendment to restrict gun rights. Let me go down to his quote. Our ability to make more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution. So today, I propose the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to do just that. The 28th Amendment will enshrine in the Constitution common sense gun safety measures that Democrats, Republicans, and independents and gun owners overwhelmingly support. Bravo, Sierra.
Oh, but I would change that a little bit. Remember that the Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia.
That's a taboo word in this world because people don't understand what it means.
Well, but well-regulated was well-trained. Therefore, his common sense rule should be that every man, woman, over majority has to have their own weapon. They have to be trained in its use, and then it will become very safe. If everybody in Switzerland has a automatic, fully automatic military arm in their house. All the men have been trained.
Doesn't the militia go back?
They have a low murder rate.
Doesn't the militia though go back to the state right? Because we're all, each state is sovereign, so they have their own militia.
That's right. We have our Second Amendment in Texas is Article 1, and I think it's Section 23 is our right to keep and bear arms for the defense of ourselves and our state. And notice the defense of the state, which goes back to the second, or which precedes the Second Amendment, which says that's the reason why we have these arms in a well-regulated militia, is to defend a free state, being necessary for the security of.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're winding down the show. I got about 45 seconds to go, so let me say this. Colonel, it's a pleasure to have you back. Thank you for coming on back. Christine Stevenson, it's always a pleasure to have you in. Great information. My other guest, Judge Andy Shelby, thank you so much for doing what you do.
Jeff.
Yep. And next week, we're going to have Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio. She's awesome, and she's got a lot of great information. Now, look, remember, go to the sponsors first. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Look at all the sponsors that are on the program. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of money to keep this show on the road. So if you like the content and you want to support it, donate. It would really help out a lot. But until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.